Third down goal to go from the Carolina 2. Nussmeier in the shotgun along with Williams. Here's the snap. Williams goes left side. Williams into the end zone. Put a Tiger 6 on it. Touchdown. Fighting Tigers of LSU. 2-yard touchdown for Josh Williams. And it's 35-33 with a point after try upcoming with a minute 12 to go in this one.
Let me tell you something, man. I took my hat off to LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to talk about battling and staying in the fight? South Carolina was supposed to – that energy that South Carolina came out with?
They're on 17-0. They block a punt. That building's going nuts.
It's going for them to battle the way they did.
Yep.
Now, that was a crap-ass call on that touchdown, defensive touchdown. I don't care. He pushed him.
Yep.
That was a crap.
It's crap.
That was a crap call.
It's true.
But LSU battled. In battle, and they hung in there, they stuck in there, and they were able to get the win.
Yeah, it would have been.
I thought it was about to get real. Ugly.
I thought so too. Yeah. I thought so too. The way that game started and all the momentum, and you know, you're getting Beamer special teams plays like usual with his dad and all that, and it just felt like, you know, and I don't know, LSU's okay, but for them to come back in that game and play the way that they did, down big on the road, guys hurt, just all kinds of crazy stuff, and get it done at the end.
Yeah.
36-33 on the road. They're 2-1. 2-1 is a huge difference than 1-2
sure
with their
is.
Upcoming schedule. We
damn
were talking sure about is. That on Friday about how if they did lose that game, how the real difficult part of their schedule was coming up. There could be 4 or 5 losses on that on that record at the end of the year, which no one would think you'd see from Brian Kelly in year 3. But credit to them. No, you're right. I mean, that's a tough win.
Yeah.
That's a really tough win to go down like
real,
that. And come back.
Real win.
Nussmeier looked fantastic at times, also terrible at other times.
Yeah. I mean, in South Carolina, what would they be? They lost the quarterback. Their starting quarterback, he went down with the batting. He's playing so great.
Yeah, I forgot that they had Robbie Ashford as their backup quarterback, who's not bad.
Me too. But, that's a big win. That's a big win. But the thing about that whole day, it was crazy. That atmosphere was bananas. From the morning with the show on and the college football show on to the kickoff. I mean, South Carolina was all over them. And then they found a way to win, man. Says a lot of character.
Yeah, for sure. The game, people say the game was drunk. That game was drunk.
Yes.
As was everyone in the stands.
Yes.
I was hearing stories about some of the game day folks were talking about showing up to the set. 6 a.m., whatever, to get ready. They're already tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about, you're like people's moms, just slurred speech.
Chardonnay that.
Sun's not up.
Yeah.
Sun's not up. We're hammered.
Yeah.
We're handing out airplane bottles and whatever.
Yeah, man.
And then it got hot.
Yes. But I mean, that's how it should be, man.
It is how it should be.
Man, it's a noon kickoff. We got to get to it early.
Exactly.
It's a noon kickoff. No,
so we start early, too. So we kick off early, too. That Arizona-Kansas State game was crap. That game didn't live up to the hype at all.
I think I was 0-4 on my picks.
That game, me too. Yeah, I went 0-4. I went 0-4 on the weekend. That game sucked. Yeah. Now, I will say this about Kansas State. That quarterback that they weren't too worried about losing their guy to
Avery
Johnson. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, man.
Like, that guy's a nice quarterback. Yeah, so I get why they weren't worried about losing their guy to Ohio State.
Yeah, man. And then that Mizzou game, I mean, they showed a lot of character, man.
They played like crap for three quarters.
Yeah. And you know, Boston College, they had the lucky touchdown pass where he fumbles the ball, picks it up, and throws it. But they buckled down. And they gave Luther Burton the ball.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, all right, game's on the line. Yeah, let's start throwing the ball to the best receiver in the country.
I want to get him to the ball.
We talked about Georgia earlier. I mean, there's not that much to say about it. I mean, you can look at it however you want. You can spend the next 2 weeks being furious about it and Georgia, whatever, they're not good, poke holes in it. Or you won your clunker. And that's what you got to do.
You got to win some
You're
of these.
You're going to play games like this.
Yes.
And everyone only remembers, even in national championship seasons, like they were undefeated. Yeah, and some of the games look like that.
Yes.
Including games at Kentucky. Like, that's some, for whatever reason, that's what it looks like up there.
Yeah, man. But
I don't know why.
They got the dub, most important thing. But there's still some work. You got to get healthier, more depth on that defensive line. And you got to figure out what to do with these offensive weapons. You got to figure out a way to manufacture more explosive plays. And I'm not talking about, you know, against whoever. Who the hell do we play the week? Tennessee State?
What?
Who do we play?
Oh, Tennessee Tech?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah, you got to make big. You got to make those kind of plays.
Yeah, right. But not against Tennessee
against
Tech.
You got to do it against
yes. Who's the next opponent?
Well, they got the bye week, so this week's opponent is going to be rough because it's going to be against each other.
Yeah, I heard they practice Sunday morning.
Yeah, coming off of a game like that.
But then they have a bye, and then they go on the road
to
Tuscaloosa, who they seem to figure it out.
They beat the hell out of Wisconsin.
Against Wisconsin. Now, I understand Tyler Van Dyke got hurt in the first quarter. I don't think that changes that game all that much. Jalen Milroe looked fantastic. Their 4 touchdown drives were like 90 seconds or less.
Dude. They are a quick strike, big play offense.
They're a Kalen DeBoer offense, yes, man. Yes. It took a little bit of time, but they're there.
You got to make them drive the football. Because this is where they are right now. They are a big play, quick strike offense.
Yep, which is absolutely what Milroe can do.
Yes.
If you have to get him into those tough little intermediate passes, that's when you can beat him. But they also have great running backs.
Yes.
And they're using those guys right. So their offensive line is still banged up. So I would imagine they'll get some of those guys healthy and back for Georgia. But that's going to be a ball game, man.
Yeah, dog.
Alabama is really, really good. Memphis beat Florida State. Florida State's a disaster.
Yes, it is. What's more of a disaster, Florida State or Florida?
God, that's a great question.
I think Florida is, to be honest.
Is it Florida?
I think Florida State's still got a half-decent shot to go to a bowl.
You do?
Okay.